bill. Regulator Ofgem's increased the cap on what suppliers can charge. It's because wholesale prices of gas and electricity have shot up. Our business presenter Ian King says the impact of price rises won't be felt equally.
In January this year, the government was supporting households with £67 a month in subsidies. That benefits obviously people who are lower users, and so perversely, they're going to be the ones that feel the impact of this most keenly.
The Home Secretary says the government remained committed to reducing levels of legal migration. It comes as revised figures reveal net migration last year was much higher than previously thought, with 745,000 more people arriving in the UK than leaving. The Gazan Health Ministry, which is run by Hamas, says the director of the Al-Shifa Hospital has been arrested by Israel's military. Meanwhile, the agreement between Israel and Hamas for a four-day ceasefire, as well as a hostage prisoner swap, has been delayed. Geert Wilders could become the first far-right Prime Minister of the Netherlands after an election victory. It's unlikely, though, as a coalition would need to be formed. He ran a campaign calling for a referendum on leaving the EU, less immigration and so-called de-Islamisation. They were points he echoed when addressing a rally.
The biggest threats to our survival today and the threats to our freedom are the European Union, mass immigration and this terrible Islamic ideology of submission and violence.
In sport, Wales have been drawn to face Finland at home in their Euro 2024 playoff semi-final on March the 21st. Rob Page's side missed out on automatic qualification after finishing third in their group. And the wife of Pogues frontman Shane McGowan says he's out of hospital. He's believed to have been in intensive care with a serious infection. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
Thanks very much to Chris.
This is Phoenix FM.
All right, let's check the weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, the weather for today. Nice bright blue skies now out in Brentwood. 12 degrees. Moderate breeze, sunny intervals, so it should remain dry all day. Tomorrow on Friday, you've got more or less the same weather, but it's going to be 7 degrees, so a lot colder. And then it's going to be moving to Saturday, even colder at 6 degrees, going down to minus 1 overnight. Sunny with a gentle breeze, so look forward to the next couple of days. Sunday's looking like you might get a bit of rain in the afternoon.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through till 1. You've got Bob Simpson coming up next. He's standing in for Siobhan, who's having a little break at the moment. And tomorrow, sitting in for me, is going to be Keith Rogers is going to be here between 10 and 1 looking after the show, because I'm going to be in London town, in old London town. I am seeing a friend and going somewhere quite plush. I will tell you all about it when I get back on Monday about where I'm going, because it is quite a London place. Well, it's in London and it's quite a nice place. I've never been before, so this is my first visit. And it's a bit of a touristy place, but it's a food place. So I won't say too much more. I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So having a day off. So you will have the dulcet tones of Keith Rogers in the studio. Now, talking about London town, I thought I would play The Condrex with London Town, which is a brand new track out with Tony and Pete, The Condrex, also Ed Rome, and you've got Nick Van Eed from The Cutting Crew on this track. Now, just have to say a big, big shout out to Tony, who is the lead singer with The Condrex. You can see it on my socials if you have a look. Strange how life can be. Tony, unfortunately, a couple of weeks ago, suffered a massive heart attack, and a very serious heart attack. In fact, he died three times. Was kept alive by a policeman that happened to be outside his house, who had a defibrillator in the car. Saved his life, kept him going for an hour until the ambulance got there, which is quite shocking to think in a panic what you would do. And the circumstances of he was doing some writing with Pete at his house. He literally had just got in the front door and got home and sat on the sofa. He could have been in the car, he could have been on the driveway, he could have been walking. The circumstances for the policeman to even be there, police car to be in that road at that time that had a defibrillator. unbelievable. So I am going to try, Roy Tysak's been on the show before, but what I'm going to try and do is organise, do forgive me, a first aid course, because you think you know what you do in these circumstances if that happens in front of you, but most of us got no idea. We only kind of got a rough idea, and you're probably doing it wrong, probably, and I'm going to be doing a first aid course with the Condrex, and we're going to try and do this so maybe a few other people can join in, because it really just happened like that. Tony has had a quadruple bypass. He won't mind me saying this on air anyway, and he is out of hospital now and recovering. It's going to take a long time, and also the emotional recovery of something like that happening to you as well. Just literally, one minute you're doing your rehearsal, feeling a bit rough because you think you've got a cold, and the next minute, doof, out, you know? So, sending lots of love to Tony, and I'm going to play their brand new track, and I was mentioning I'm going to London tomorrow, and this song is called London Town, and yes, I do feature on backing vocals. Just put that bit in.
Sunny days, everybody comes out and plays, laying down a patch of grass in the city, so green. There's a man smoking on the river bridge, yeah. His reflection seems to bother him. As bottles float by, litter in our shore. Somehow we could clean up every single street in every town, starting with London Town, starting in London Town, starting with London Town. Something in the air where I can't breathe. Do you know if we all got together somehow, we could clean up every single street in every town, starting with London Town, starting in
Paloma Faith there with Stone Cold Sober.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
On Phoenix FM. Quick shout out for Brentwood Food Bank. This is the November update. You can find out more on our website or the wsphoenixfm.com. But Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Now, it helps local residents when their budget doesn't stretch to food after trying to meet other commitments. You can find out more at brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. All the details there and the contact number, email address, etc. But they're looking for tin goods at the moment, whether it be ravioli, meatballs, spaghetti, custard, potatoes, chili con carne, mince onion, things like that. Jams and biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta sauce, soap, toothpaste, all the bleaches, cleaning stuff for your home, washing your clothes, tea, coffee, shampoo, shower gel, things like that. Also, they're looking for carrier bags. So if you've got a lot of those at home, donate those, because they need to put them into bags to give out to people. If you want to be involved, it is on our website. Have a look at all the W's, phoenixfm.com, under Brentwood Food Bank. Here is Spandau Ballet. This is Freeze. Catching up with Bob in the next couple of minutes, finding out what's coming up on his show, and we'll have a look at a rundown of the rest of the shows on Phoenix FM. Next, we've got some Wendy Marie. Played it out yesterday, All These Stars. I'm having a little bit of a shoulder. Getting like new romantic era. It's nothing worse when you see fashions come round again and you think, I was there the first time and I looked a right mess. In fact, there was a girl, actually, I was out. Oh, this is about, where was she? Oh, she was in, you know, you've got Harrods at Lakeside, Harrods. I was in there, and she must have been about 20. Very, very pretty young girl. And she was on the makeup counter, and she was dressed like somebody from sort of the 80s. And I went, I used to have that top. I used to have that top. And she looked at me, and I said, funny enough, I said, you look exactly like I did when I was young. And she just looked at me as if to say, no, you didn't. And the truth was, I never did. It's even worse. I sort of looked, I went, yeah, I used to wear it. I was like, no, you didn't. You never was that cool. You were never cool. I always tried to be cool. I worked in London. I hung out with really cool people. I went to loads of cool places. But I always looked like a square from Essex. I never, ever managed to get the look. I never did. Even when I've done gigs, and I can wear the most, you know, wear something a bit flamboyant, I still always look like a square. I don't know what it is about me. It might be my body shape. It might just be my hair. Whatever it is, I always look like a square. Always do. Yeah, I can't help it. I just haven't got that sparkle factor. I mean, my eyes sparkle, to be fair. They do. But dress-wise, it just never works. I don't know what it is. I'm just, you know, and she looked horrified because she's looking at me like an old lady going, yeah, of course she did, love, whatever. And then I left the shop with my little bag of makeup, which cost a fortune, by the way. Now, I'm from Essex, and so is Wendy Marie, and this is All These Stars, independent music on Phoenix FM.
Psychosis, don't got a lot to say.
myself and Bob were having a little sing-wrong to that one. That is Go Let It Out. Go Let It In. Go Let It Out.
Ooh, hello.
A bit like my trousers. And my waistband.
Last time I let it out, you told me off.
Thank you very much. Oh, why does it always have to descend into debauchery? Is it debauchery? No, it's a wrong word, probably. I'll take that back. And I'm joined in the studio by the one and the only Mr. Bob Simpson, who is going to be here for the next couple of hours on a Thursday, confusing everybody.
Yes, I know. And I'm not Bob Ross either.
No.
No.
I did say Bob Simpson.
How are you today?
I'm all right, thank
you're
you.
You're looking so glowing today.
Well, I put on some spray onto my face this morning, which is meant to give a slight glow. So has it given a glow?
Oh, I think it has. I can see your aura.
Really?
Yeah.
Dear, that doesn't sound good. That's normally dark red. In fact, I did have my aura picture taken.
Oh, did you?
This is when I split up with somebody a very, very, very long time ago, and I was in a bit of an odd place.
Yeah.
Well, I was at the spiritualist place, and they were taking pictures of auras. Because I normally go to one of these things once a year. I will see a psychic, I'll have that stuff, but it's only once a year. Right. So it's my little treat, and I think, yeah, why not? It's a bit of entertainment. And they took a picture of my aura, and when he got he looked at the picture, he went, oh.
Oh dear.
And I was looking at everybody else's, and everyone like little blue lights and soft little white light, and mine was just basically red.
Oh.
And it was really weird, because
what
he looked
does that
at
mean?
It just means you're, I think it's like being really stressed and unhappy and you know, not good.
That's probably why mine was orange then.
Yes, yeah, probably.
But it was a key aura.
Sorry.
I do try.
Yeah, you do. Very do, trying.
Yeah. What are you looking at?
It's got, generally speaking, red is known to be intense and passionate.
Oh.
It relates to the root chakra.
That is you. It's definitely you.
Chakra Khan.
Chakra? Chakra Khan.
So what is coming up in your excellent show today?
We've got a brand new feature today. It's called... It's called A Little Bit Above.
Hey! You can get arrested for that.
No. So I'm going to just tell you tiny little bits of information about me in A Little Bit Above.
Lovely. And are you going to have a couple of those features throughout the whole show? Or just one?
No, just one.
Just one?
Yeah, and then we'll see how... Well, that goes down, and we might carry on with it. Who knows?
I think you should share them across the shows, actually, a little bit about Bob, just in general.
Wait for everyone to play out. Yeah, okay, well, I'll consider it, yeah. Anyway, got a song for Daphne, and stories about Girls Aloud, Taylor Swift, and a huge Christmas beer festival that's coming to Billericay.
Oh.
Mm.
It's not your house, is it?
No.
Just pop over to Bob's.
No, not this one, no.
Oh, nice. And is it a particular sort of theme, can you say, or not? You don't want to give too much away.
I don't want to give
don't say anything.
Much away, but...
You can mouth it. What is it?
It's going to be festive-themed ales.
Oh, nice. Very tasty.
Mm. There you go.
There we go. How's the cat? Anyway, you've got a cat.
Oh, she's fine.
She's a lot better because she was a rescue, wasn't she?
She was a rescue, and she was pretty vicious at first. But she's calmed down nicely now, and she'll sit on my lap and put up with a little bit of fuss, but not too much, otherwise she gets scratched. But we understand each other. So.
How long you had her for now? About a year?
It's got to be, it must be about 2.5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Will she be listening at home? Do you leave the radio on?
No.
Cats don't care. They just say, see you later, and they're out the door as soon as you're gone.
That's right. Yeah, out the cat flap.
Have you ever thought about putting one of those cameras on? Because a lot of people do, and then you see where your cats go. They go quite a distance, don't they, from the house?
Tracking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't. No.
I quite like them, because people put the little cameras, you can hardly see them, on the collar, and then they can see them when they're, like, jogging along and where they go.
Yeah.
Into different gardens and, you know, going to get food elsewhere.
Well, I don't mind where she goes, as long as she comes back.
Yeah, they have no loyalty, cats.
No.
They don't care. No. People laying there sick, they should be out the door looking for food.
That's right.
Mind you, same as me, really.
I was thinking about getting a dog, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because the last dog I had was an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
The one before that was lovely, but I don't know.
What sort of dog would you get? Is there any sort of particular...
Probably something small and hairy. But I don't know if I will.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting a dog. I'm thinking about, a lot of people are having those little, they call Dachshunds, yeah, yeah, at the moment, which are quite, they're quite cute.
Yeah.
And probably easier to look after. Pug dogs, and they've got, because they're bred, they've got problems, haven't they? But what happened to all the dogs when you were a kid? You'd have had Scruff or Benji,
yep,
and you didn't even know what they were. They were like some old dog that had been like dragged around, and it was a breed between all the local horrible dogs or whatever. And they were lovely.
Wandering about the street.
Yeah, they lasted till they were about 400 years old because they were so hardy. And now people, when you think about buying a dog, you think about a breed that you're getting. Nobody goes out and says, oh, I'd just like a, you know, a mixed breed kind of thing.
That's
well,
right.
Everyone wants to, they cost thousands.
Yeah, that has got out of hand, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can remember when I was a kid, our next door neighbours had a dog called Chummy. And whenever they opened the front door, it would go tearing off down the road, followed closely by someone chasing him to try and get him back again.
But, oh, I like that name, Chummy.
Chummy.
Yeah. Chummy Simpson.
Yeah, all right.
Now I'm going to play some more new music. This is Emily Gray. She's a great singer-songwriter. Discovered her on TikTok. She's putting out some really good music. And this is called Killing Time.
Lost forever to the tides of time.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Is the Kaiser Chiefs there with Good Days and Bad Days. We all love those, don't we? Now, tomorrow, Keith's going to be looking after the show. I'll be back with you on Monday because I'm in London tomorrow. London! I'm going to London. And I'll tell you all about it on Monday. It's not an audition. I'm going out somewhere for the day, so it should be nice. I'm looking forward to that. And, having something nice to eat. Fingers crossed. You know what I'm like with my food. I do like nice food.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. Not the traffic and travel, that's a lie. Is it? Yes, it is the traffic and travel, sorry. Bob, you're putting me off just by sitting there. It's Bob. I blame Bob. Now, let's have a look. There are a few roadworks around. Nankshead Lane at the A1023. There's some temporary traffic lights there. Also on the London Road at Westwood Avenue on the A1023. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on Eagle Way. That's at Essex Way. Road closed due to telecoms work on Hall Green Lane, both ways from Park Avenue to Hunton Village. Wilson's Corner looking very busy. The Brook Street roundabout is fine. Heading down towards the lakeside, you've got a clear run and back up in the opposite direction as well. Can't see any other problems on the roads. You'll get more traffic and travel in an hour. As we move up to the news, I'm going to have a look. I don't know what I fancy playing. Something, you know, I've been like that the last couple of days. I don't know. You're right there, Bob. What are you doing? You stretching out over there. He's done doing some sort of leg warm-up exercise before he goes on air. Yeah, get out of the studio. Why people come in? I don't know why they, you know. I've seemed to have a lot of presenters like just pop in on my show and have a bit of a chat and things, you know. And normally I'm here on my own. I don't want him whispering for he's outside. He can't hear me now. He won't be listening. He'll be out in the, he's out in the car park. I think he's having a bit of a walk. Who knows? So, yes, you've got Keith tomorrow from 10 right the way through till 1, and I'll be back with you on Monday. Let's have a little bit of A-E-A-O-U. Here is Freeze.
You
Just have to say, I've been moaning to Bob there, and I thought I'd just mention this. I went back to Thurrock Lakeside over to Marks and Spencer's because, you know, I said I was really disappointed that they were asking me to scan my own shopping. I've got a real thing about scanning my own shopping. I think it's a cheek. And I also want to see people in those jobs that want to do those jobs. And I might want to do a job like that where I'm kind of can go into work and you can kind of switch off a little bit and do that job. It's always difficult working with general, you know, people in the general public. But we all need these jobs, otherwise everything will be automated and people won't be earning anything at all.
I couldn't agree more. I didn't interrupt you because I thought you were talking common sense there.
Thank you. Yeah. So I went to Lakeside. I'd already seen that somebody had put down about the automated caff, and I was like, no, you're joking. Mm-hmm. And now what they have at Marks is it's all very nice, and they've set it out really nice in the old Debenham section.
Yeah.
But you've got, they want people to do their scanning. As soon as you come in, you've got like things to do your own scanning. I will not do that because that's taking a job away from somebody.
Yep.
And the other thing is there now no help desk? And I went, what do you mean? Because I bought something and then went, oh, I've got the wrong thing. I need to do a return. And normally there'd be a desk there at the Lakeside one. Now you've got to go back to the till. So you can imagine at Christmas, if you make a mistake on anything, you've got to go back to the till. There's no help desk. Well, that's not on. No. There should always be a help desk up somewhere like Marks's. That's what you expect.
Yes.
And also, when you go up, you've got self-service now at the CAF. So they've got screens like McDonald's where you press everything and then the stuff comes out. Rubbish.
It is rubbish. I
know loads of people have been putting stuff online. I know it seems really petty and everything, but I just think we don't expect that from a company like Marks and Spencer's.
The thing is, the only alternative you've got really is to support local businesses.
Yes,
You know, get the proper service that we all deserve.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, all the staff there are lovely. I chat to loads of them.
Oh,
I always give them a wave, and I know them all in there.
Yeah.
But I just said I will not be scanning my own shopping anytime soon.
It's not the staff's fault at
all,
really.
No, it's not.
They probably don't like it either.
No, and then I had somebody from Tesco's when I went in there. They said, well, all the prices are so high. I went, every little helps. And that was one of the staff. They went, they're only going to get more expensive. And I went, blimey, I don't think that's what you meant to be saying.
Anyway, is it time for you to stop?
Yes, it is. I'm going now. Here is Sister Sledge. We are all family. I'll be back with your mum. Stay tuned because Bob's up next. Bye.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.